This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Top U.S. officials warned Americans on Sunday that the United States will face a shocking coronavirus death toll in the coming week as the pandemic continues to ravage the country. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams said Sunday that this is going to be the hardest and saddest week of most Americans' lives as the pandemic death toll spikes to unprecedented heights during the peak of the outbreak. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said bluntly Sunday that the extent of the death toll may be shocking to some. The U.S. is approaching 10,000 deaths with more than 337,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus. Officials are predicting that eventually 100,000 to 240,000 could die from the pandemic. Models of the advance of the virus show the death toll increasing sharply in the next 7 to 9 days. Roughly 25% of the world's nearly 1.3 million COVID-19 cases have been reported in the United States, according to Johns Hopkins figures Sunday morning. Spain has reported the second highest number of cases, over 131,000, and plans to extend its nationwide lockdown by more than 15 days until April 26. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said Saturday he would ask Parliament to extend lockdown measures for the second time, after first extending them to April 11. Italy, which has recorded the highest death toll in the world from COVID-19, has seen thousands of its medical workers infected by the virus. According to its National Institutes of Health and an Association of Physicians, infections among medical personnel amount to nearly 10% of all infections in Italy. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.